I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Getting back to normal in Puerto Rico isn't easy. And even when there are volunteers willing to help the neediest people in the most remote areas, coordination and logistics can get in the way. Here's one story about a group's effort to bring health services to a small town and the challenges they faced. Blanca Ortiz Torres was sitting in a Puerto Rican oasis. She was at a working bakery in the tiny mountain town of Maricao, and it had both a generator and a cistern, and as a result, could serve cold drinks, hot coffee, fresh pastries, and pizza. But she wasn't happy about it. She and a volunteer team of doctors, nurses, and psychologists didn't travel 3 hours from San Juan to one of the smallest towns on the island to have a snack. They came to assess residents left homeless after Maria. But when they arrived, the Puerto Rican health official in charge told them that only a handful of the expected refugees had been brought to the shelter. So Ortiz, Torres, and the team went across the street to kill time, have coffee, and vent.
What you're just seeing is part of what has been the greatest weakness in this whole process. Lack of logistics and coordination. Because it's like wasting time and resources, and we could be helping people. But that has been since day one what we have been facing in Puerto Rico.
Ortiz Torres is a psychologist and a professor at the University of Puerto Rico. She and others are working to bring health care and basic medicines to housing shelters in remote parts of the island, part of a larger effort that's been ongoing since Hurricane Maria passed. Dr. Domingo Caceres Ortiz has a private family practice and is part of the effort. He, too, was frustrated. The winding drive here through the hills wasn't easy. Going back in the dark wouldn't be either.
There's no coordination within the departamento, the health department, and what we're doing. We're wasting our time. We can do a lot of things with these people.
Ortiz Torres said this day's small logistical failure is evidence of something much bigger, and the bakery, with a tarp on its failing roof and a generator humming, is proof.
If we recover from this, it's not because of the government. It's because of the civil society. Many people here were under the illusion that we were like a first world country. And now they see we are not, that we are a poor country, that we are in really bad shape, and how fragile our infrastructure, our economy is. Now they're seeing that.
Luis Colon thinks he knows why. He's a taxi driver, a student in psychology, and he came on the trip too. He says that just as Maria stripped the leaves from the island's trees, making it easier to see the forest, so too did it clear the way for Puerto Ricans to see more about themselves.
And now we can see through the trees, stuff that we didn't see before. Because we were in our comfort zone, you know, not aware of the necessities of other towns and other people. And that's what is shocking everywhere you go.
Eventually, the group left the cafe and crossed the street to an old school building and its covered basketball court. This was to be Maricao's new shelter. One elderly woman was there with her son, who told Ortiz Torres that his mother hadn't let go of her dog since the storm. Another man sought individual counseling from a psychologist. And then there was Abigail Ruiz. She lived with her family in a metal-roofed house on the hill above the school until Maria tore half that roof off. Once the rain started coming in, she and her husband said they had no other choice but to leave. So they went to the old school, broke in, moved all of their belongings down the hill, and made a new home. They've been there since 3 days after Maria hit.
It was hard, but I had to do it for my children. The truth is, I didn't have anywhere to go, anywhere to live, and the house was not in a condition to be lived in.
With that, the Ruiz family became the first family to call this school home, but not the last. The plan was to make it Maricao's main shelter, but by the time the team of health workers left, few had yet to arrive. So Ortiz Torres left as she began. Frustrated because the longer it takes to meet basic needs, the longer it will take for people to get back to normal and to start to care for their bodies and their minds.
We would have hoped to serve more people, but at least I think we're being effective. So if we get to 5, although it's disproportionate, you know, the amount of resources here, at least.
At least those 5 people were here before this team made its long trip home. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.